sandwiches be made, and tea poured, and sugar spooned.
This is the nappy, not the Ritz. Here you are, tea and bully beef sandwich. Do you want sugar in that? Hilda, I need more mugs. Well, come on, chaps, form a queue. You can't all have it all at once. Five teas, all with two. No, dear, you can't have four sugars. You're quite sweet enough. Hilda, where are those mugs? I've got a thirsty army out here.
How, then, can life go on? How can Gloria shoot rivets into airframes and build aircraft to deliver new bombs to other places?
Heard anything more, Glory?
Not from Harry. I don't reckon he can.
What?
Well, something's up, isn't it? I mean, it's as clear as the nose on your face. Something's going on.
Yeah, but they've been talking about this invasion for months. I don't reckon it. You think you'll be all right?
Oh, how should I know, Rose? Blokes, they get their feet under the table and clear off and... Oh, God, Rosie, I miss him. I do so much. He was a lovely fella. He couldn't want for better. Even Ray, I can tell he misses Harry. He was more of a dad to that boy than his real father ever was.
Maybe Harry will come back after, you know.
Maybe it'll rain champagne. It's all the time. I can feel him. Not there. And I know. I know I'll never be there again. Ever.
Come on, love. Life goes on. We better get back to work.
I mean, how can you feel something that's nothing? That's not there anymore.
Gloria, could you come with me, love? Come on. The police. They need to see you.
How can you feel something that's not there anymore? Captain Collins sits staring through the windscreen as the road flashes by, bringing him closer to his fears.
In the water.
Sorry?
You said you came down in the water.
Did I?
Yes. It's those boys. You said...
Oh. Hmm. Wet feet, wet socks and boots. Wet everything. Happens sometimes. Wind in the wrong quarter, and there you are, floating down like a feather, and you see this damn great puddle underneath you. Not a lot you can do about it except hold your nose.
Oh, it must be terrifying, coming down like that.
No. It's all part of life's wonderful passant.
Thank you! Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wait, hello, the second. Christ! What?
It's what they train you for.
Why did you join the paratroops? I mean, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. I was in infantry and I hated all that marching. I know that sounds idiotic, but it's true. I got to thinking, what's the easiest way of getting anywhere nowadays? By plane. And then all you have to do is...
Go! 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 Go!
Step through the door and take the express lift down to the ground floor.
You make it sound very easy. I'm sure it's not at all like that.
Well, you know, in an odd sort of way it is. No moon to speak of.
Hmm? I beg your pardon?
Hitting the water, you see. Wrong angle. It's like concrete. It was a shambles, to tell the truth, that night. They dropped us in entirely the wrong place. I was lucky. A couple of my chaps didn't make it, drowned. The equipment, you see, the weight. It's just a waste dying in training. Happens all the time, though. Piece of cake, you say, just another exercise. Well, they were decent lads, weren't they?
They were playing truant.
Oh, come on, didn't you ever do that?
Young ladies don't. Well, that's what we believed. We had midnight feasts, though, and once. Still makes me blush to think about it. We robbed the tuck shop.
You mean I'm in the car with the raffles of the upper force?
Well, I didn't plan anything. It was Louise, my sister. She was the adventurous one. 2 years ahead of me and so sophisticated. I was just the little sister. Well, this route will take us round London.
Do we have to?
Hmm?
Could we go through London? It'd be quicker.